This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight, we'll be talking about death at the border. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about the policy of separating children from their parents. We're going to talk about the young man and his daughter who passed away at the border. So, I want you to get ready because this is going to be a good one. We're going to have a lot of things said. Hopefully, it'll be something that we can do. So anyway, we're talking about death at the border. We're talking about President Trump's separation policy. The policy was presented to the public as a zero-tolerance approach intended to deter illegal immigration and to encourage tougher legislation. It was adopted across the entire U.S.-Mexico border from April 2018 until June 2018. However, later investigations found that the practice of family separations had begun a year previous to the public announcement. Under the policy, federal authorities separated children from parents or guardians with whom they had entered the U.S. illegally. The adults were prosecuted and held in federal jails, and the children placed under the supervision of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. By early June 2018, it emerged that the policy did not include measures to reunite the families that it has separated. Following national and international criticism, June 20th, 2018, President Trump signed an executive order ending family separations at the border, although in March 2019, a government report showed that since that time, 245 children had been removed from their families, in some cases without clear documentation undertaking to track them in order to reunite them with their parents. And I'm going to read that again. In March 2019, a government report showed that since that time, 245 children had been removed from their families, in some cases without clear documentation undertaken to track them in order to reunite them with their parents. That's a doggone shame. They took the kids away. They have no way of knowing who these children belong to. Some of these children are young enough that they don't remember their parents. Media reports published in February 2019 to June 2019 state that family separations have still been continuing despite the ban in June 2018. And in 2018, 283 people died trying to cross over to the United States. Now, the Democrats in the United States have approved billions of dollars worth of humanitarian aid for migrants at the border. It's unclear whether the bill will now pass in the Republican-controlled Senate. And your precious president has threatened to veto it. So someone was able to get in there and saw and see the kids. They said that there was no toothpaste that the children could use to brush their teeth with, no soap, and that the stench was horrible. They had to use bathrooms in front of everybody else. It's a total, total mess. So now I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? What do you think about that? We are the United States of America. And we are separating children at the borders. Although I was reminded that this is nothing new. Only it didn't happen at the border. It happened when slavery was going on, remember? And the slave owners would take the children away from their mothers. And that they were never seen again. So this is just history repeating itself. It was bad then, and it's bad now. So I don't know, guys. What do you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about the man and his less than 2-year-old daughter who died because he was trying to escape from where he was, from the country that he lived in, to get somewhere that he wanted a better life? At this point, there's no better life for them. I mean, there's so much discord and nobody knows what to do, and the kids are separated from the parents and the parents are sent to jail, and, you know, and sometimes they have to sign up for these. You have to tell them you're looking for asylum and they're supposed to let you in. But there's a limited amount of people who can cross over. And besides, you know, those applications, sometimes it takes months and even years for them to be processed. So what are these people doing? Are they sitting in jail waiting for their applications to be processed? What is going on at the border? I know what it is. There's death at the border. And this is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It.
Okay, and we're back. We're back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and tonight we're talking about death at the border. I don't know, guys. What do you think? Some of these people are not telling the truth. In June in 2018, Judge Dana Sabraw of the United States District Court for the Southern District of California issued a nationwide preliminary injunction against the family separation policy and ordered that all children be reunited with their parents within 30 days. That's too many kids. They're not going to be able to do that in 30 days. On July 26th, the Trump administration said that 1,442 children had been reunited with their parents, while 711 remained in government shelters. I don't believe those numbers. I don't believe those numbers. In January 2019, the administration acknowledged that thousands more children may have been separated. The previously reported figure of 2,737, with officials uncertain of the exact number, federal officials said there are no plans to attempt to reunite these children because it would destabilize the permanency of their existing home environment and would be traumatic to the children. Okay, you want me to read that again? The federal officials said there are no plans, no plans, to attempt to reunite these children because it would destabilize the permanency of their existing home environment. That is not a home environment. That is a detention center. And that it could be traumatic to the children. Well, what the heck do you think it is now? Do you think it's traumatic enough for them now? That's crazy. In June 2019, an inspection of a Clint, Texas detainment center holding infant, child, and teenage migrants found the children to be without adequate food, bedding, soap, toothpaste, and clean clothing. And I heard on one of the news stations that there was a group of people who went in to the, they wanted to go into the detention centers, and they were carrying like blankets and soaps and toothpastes and all those things that the kids really need to kind of clean them up. They were turned away. take your little blankets and your little toothpaste and carry it back to where you came from. What do you think about that? This is the United States, people. This is the place we live. This is where we live. And this is how we're treating people. And President Obama's running around with Putin, laughing, talking about, don't you meddle in our elections anymore. Boy. Okay, guys, I'm waiting for you. You don't have a comment? Suppose that was you trying to get your children to another place where you could have a better life, and someone took your children away from you. What do you think? What do you think? I mean, if you had a young child, children change so quickly. So if you had a young child and then someone said, well, I'm going to, you know, reunite you with your child. And the child has changed because it's been like maybe 3, 4, 5 months. You think you really going to know your child? Is your child going to remember you? This is messed up, people. Okay, I have someone who likes to make a comment. Hello, how are you?
Hello, and how are you this evening, Jenny White?
I'm well. Better than some more folks I can think about.
You know, it's interesting, and it's also sad that we will separate a parent from a child and think nothing of it.
Right.
But let that happen to us, you know, here in America. It was my understanding that a group of ministers from the Riverside Church, and when it first started, they went down to where the detention centers were to see and to investigate, and they weren't allowed in. They weren't given any information at all. It seems
right.
Like the American people are sensitive to something like that, and they want to do something, even if they have to come out of their own pockets to help these children out. But we're being prevented from even doing anything about it. And it's
right.
Sad. You know, when we had Hurricane Katrina, a lot of the churches, they started teaching to bring kids stuck as far as you can down the river to work, knowing that they didn't come, you know, just first of all, protest, and all the stuff that the women believe, even food and blankets and stuff, trying to get it to them, especially when they were in the arena, trying to be our help. And they got as far as they could. Not to say that the other savages like the Salvation Army and other things, they're not doing it. We're not doing anything. But it's fair. We can't even go in there to see what we can do to help people. And that's really sad. Last night I was listening to World News on PBS, and they had a program where they were talking about how the international world is now looking at the United States and what's happening to those people. Especially when they mentioned about the father and the baby drowning like they did. It said it used to be that the United States, wherever it was, they were out there to help. They're asking now for the international community, I guess through the UN or whatever, to get on the United States for what they're doing. As far as the humanitarian law, what should be expected. And they are getting together to try to the UN and all these other countries to come in, see what they can do to help these people out. And it's sad. Here we are, considered the most powerful nation in the world, and we're taking our anger or our frustration out on people who cannot help. And to me, that is... That's one of the laws of God. You don't do that. You don't afflict the widow, the orphan, and even the stranger that is among you. You're not supposed to do that. And this is what's happening now. And they are really serious about bringing in, sometimes getting trying to get the United Community to come against us in that area. And it is,
well,
I mean, they were serious. I felt like y'all were in the, yeah, go ahead.
I think we're going to be punished for what has happened. You have a president that walks all over the Constitution because he has not read it. And he does what he wants to do, and he has the backing of all those old, rich Republicans. Now, I don't know who's going to come out of all of these 20-some-odd people that are vying for this presidency. I don't know who's going to, you know, come out. They said that Kamala Harris was really the shining star from last night. I don't know if those men would choose a female. I don't know. I don't know. But a lot of these people need to go home and sit down because it's too many, number one. But you know, it's just bad. We need somebody strong. And they say Biden did a bad job last night. Well, you know, he'll have another chance. He'll have another chance, and hopefully he'll have his stuff together, because we need somebody in there. We need somebody, anybody to beat Trump and get him out. Because he's going to mess around, and we'll be in another war. And he's sitting up grinning and skinning and grinning at Putin, saying, well, you better stop trying to mess with our elections. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my, how much money does he owe him? Because he's kissing his butt real good. So I don't know. But somebody needs to do something about these children. It's horrific. And I did read that there were 283 people that died last year. These people are dying at the border. The dead. And the little girl that died, he had brought his family over. It was he and his wife and their little baby who was not two yet. And they were crossing the river, and he took his child over to the other side of the bank and told her to stay there. And he went back to get his wife. No, you know how kids are. And she saw her daddy leaving. She saw her daddy leaving, and she followed him. And then he had to turn around and try to keep her from drowning, and they both ended up drowning. Their heads were covered up, and her arm was over her dad's neck. That was a sad scene to see. That's horrific. We are going to be punished. What we're doing. And the one thing about sin is it not only affects the person that does it, it affects others around you.
Who's so, sin and keep quiet and don't say anything.
Right.
I heard that this congressperson had proposed, her proposal was $148 million to go in there and to do something about where those kids were staying. And I think it passed the House. I'm not sure, but I think it passed the House. The Democrats in the House, and now it has to go to the Senate.
The
he was trying to get it. He was trying
as long
to
as you
get
got
it done.
Mitch McConnell. As long as you got people like Mitch McConnell, you know, back there, and them old people have been in Congress for so long, they're gonna stay with him because he's giving them tax breaks. You know, they're rich. They don't care what he does. But they used to be the party of what? You know, they were supposed, they had all these moral standards. And you even got the evangelicals running behind him. Something is really wrong with that picture. I don't know what's going on with our moral compass, because evidently no one has it. No one has a moral compass anymore. What is going on at the border? They're taking kids. That's like you walk down the street, somebody just snatches your kid, takes them away from you, tell you to go to the right. They're taking the child to the left. And that's it. They didn't take your name. They didn't take your number. They didn't take your child's name. They didn't take your child's number. Even when I go down to Ronald McDonald House, we have colored bands that we put on our residents' arms. We have colored bands that we put on their arms to prove that they're supposed to be in the building. So
look at the the procedure. Look at the procedure we do when a woman has a baby. They put a, something on the baby's leg or on your hand or
right.
But something that the sound off if anybody tries to take that baby.
Right.
It's crazy, but you have to go through these measures in order to ensure some type of protection and safety.
But they're just snatching babies, and they don't know who they belong to. How can you put these families back together? That's horrible. Hold on. Hold on a second. I have another caller.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You want to make a comment?
Hi, Jenny White. This is Terry from Texas.
All right, Terry from Texas.
Hi, Lisa Payne.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well. Listen, I have been listening to both sides of the story. One side is, if coming into the country illegally is illegal, then they know coming in that they're breaking the law. I heard that you say they have to request asylum.
Yes.
But at this point, illegal immigration is against the law, and anyone stepping forward to break the law has to realize there are consequences. There is an unjust punishment, which I believe is what's happening at the border. But just like an adult breaking the law, let's say I'm speeding from the cops because I robbed a bank and I've got my kids in the car. Besides the fact that they'll know whose kids those are and hopefully I'll get my kids back, the long and short of it is, if I go to jail because I broke the law, they separate me from my child. Child can't go to jail with me. So in the legal system, there has always been a separation. It's unfortunate that these people are trying to get or to have a better life, and they are coming against such roadblocks coming into the United States. Yes. We have our own people that we have not fully taken care of. We've got sick, we've got widows, we've got homeless, we've got a lot of people that we have not invested in. But if we treated a dog like they treat those kids, we would go to jail.
You got that right.
You got that right.
And that's the truth. You know, animals' life is worth more than a human's life.
That is true.
That is true.
So I don't know so much that I have an opinion. It's unfortunate, and I'm glad that that's not my story. I can see a parent wanting to do everything they can to provide a better life for their child, but knowing that you have to break the law to do it, put your child at risk. And you have people like Stephen Miller, who doesn't give a flying flip about anybody of color. He is seemingly worse than Trump with his stance on immigration. I think he eggs the president on. It's just a real bad time in America. This is a black eye for us. It's a stain.
Yes, true.
And you know, how do we go forward with this being our history?
this, I have no
you're
idea.
Right, history is repeating itself, and we have to be accountable, and you're right. There is a degree of guilt and punishment for what we've done to humanity. We're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. Who is our neighbor? Anyone that's made in God's image. And it's unfortunate that it has gotten to this. And that's why we do need a change. We need to get, I believe, President Trump out of the White House so we can get to some more stability. And I heard a young lady say that. If I acted like he acts at his job, she said I would have been fired. If I talked about people, I called people names, I broke communication, I came out of agreements like, what was that? NATO and all these other things. He talks about everybody every minute when his wife is supposed to be best. So he's just spitting in her face.
And she's an immigrant too.
Yeah. And if we did that, we would all be fired from our job.
But you know what? Obama wouldn't have been able to do half of the stuff, a quarter of the stuff that he's done. They would have impeached him so quickly. So we're going to have to take some of the blame.
So what do you think Nancy's waiting on?
Well, the one thing she doesn't want to do is impeach, because it's been said that when you try to impeach a president, then their numbers go up. And we don't want his numbers to go up. We want his numbers to go down as far as they can go and below that.
Well, he just had another woman come out accusing him of sexual misconduct.
I know. That's what I'm telling you.
What did he say?
He said she's not my type.
She's not my type.
What kind
now
of
listen,
crap is
I heard,
that? I mean, come
I heard on. A comedian, I heard a comedian say, if you got accused of pooping in your neighbor's sink one time, I might be able to, you know, forgive it, thinking that maybe your neighbor was wrong. But if 22 different people said that you customarily come over and poop in their sink, there should be, you know, a reason to pause. So it's just
listen. They know.
So much
they
nonsense.
Know he's doing this. They know he's doing it. Melania knows he's doing it. Ivanka knows he's doing it. Trump Jr. knows he's. Everybody knows that man. Mitch McConnell knows he's doing it. They know he's doing that. They don't care.
They don't.
No, they don't. Because if they did, you know, they would do something about it. And I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing at all.
No, there have been some people who have been circulating petitions and trying to, you know, get him impeached. Even with this whole Mueller report, I heard that there were some lawyers or some people in the judicial system who are signing off that, yes, Trump did obstruct justice. So there are processes that are happening. But again, we're trying to fight flesh and blood, and it's those powers and principalities, rulers of wickedness in high places.
And yes, yes, yes.
Horrible covering around him because, you know, Satan is the prince of this world, and he is taking care of his boy.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't care. He may be taken care of, but one thing I know, God is still in control. And when he gets tired of it,
the book.
When he gets tired of that mess, it's going to be a hard fall. It's going to be a hard fall because that is not, I mean, that's just unacceptable what's going on.
You know what I'm looking at? What I see is even with all the things that's going on with the children, the common American person is sensitive to that. And if we want to go in and make it better for them, we should be allowed to do that. That's coming out of our own pocket. And we
but
should be allowed to do
away.
That.
But they were turned away. People were carrying
That's the thing.
And
we
that
care.
They're turning
you know,
them away.
Everyday person seems to care. Everyday American seems to care. Let me go and bring blankets. Their feet, you know, all of this. What about the Salvation Army? What are they doing? What are they doing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the Salvation Army. All these other places, you know, what are they doing? Going in there to see about those kids. And doing what they're supposed to do. You know, what are they doing? I know I was looking at, it comes up on your phone about the problems that, the cyclone that hit in that area. And these people were coming across the river. There was the UN, on human resources, the UN, and they're trying to ask for donations, help us to feed these people. They need clothes, like they need this food. Everything is. And she says, they were saying there's a lot of trafficking going on. While you're running trying to save yourself, or, you know, take care of business, people are trying to take your children to use them in the sex trafficking market.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that's what they're saying is happening to a lot of those kids at the border. They're being trafficked out to be sex slaves. Now, that's really horrible. Okay, they got them in there. Now they want to use them. You know, I don't even want to think about that. I don't want to think about a child. You know, there was a young 5-year-old girl in a hotel room found dead with an adult in the room. And they had to do an autopsy to find out what had happened. And they found out that child had been in some blunt, you know, things that had happened to her. She had been struck, and she had been raped. 5 years old. 5 years old. You dirty dog. But you gonna kill her? You gonna kill her? That's crazy.
You know, we hear about this so many times. I remember coming up when I was much younger. My aunt had a girlfriend who are in the neighborhood whose little girl about 3 or 4 was missing. And that was big news. Everybody looking for the child because it usually didn't happen like that so much in the black neighborhood. Man, it was a big story. They were looking, trying to find this little boy. What did you do? They couldn't find her or anything. When they finally found her, come to find out this man had gotten her, raped her, and then tried to burn up her body. They found her. They finally found her. But that was like big, huge. What are you doing? Because usually in the black neighborhood back then, everybody watched out for your child. If you said so-and-so's mama down here, their mama come tell your mama you got slapped or beat up or whatever, you know. We so much tried to control our community. But it's different now. It's really sad. It really is sad now. That was like big community. I mean, get big, you know, it was just, was unheard of because people watched out for you in the neighborhood. But now it's different. It really
no,
is.
That was that
afraid
was
to say
years
anything
ago.
To children. Very
yeah,
much
because
so, yeah.
The parents.
So.
Because of the parents. Yeah, that's
it
been
is.
A long time gone. But just like Terry had said about, you know, you got to look out for your neighbor and who is your neighbor. We had that lesson in Vacation Bible School today, and they were talking about the Samaritan that helped the person that had gotten beaten up on the road, and the priest passed him by. Everybody passed him by, but the Samaritan, half Jew and half Gentile. And, of course, they don't like Samaritans. So
no,
anyway, the point is we're going to have to take some of the blunt of that too. I really believe that. I really believe what he's doing is hurting all of us. It's not just himself. He's hurting the entire country. And like you were saying, that some of the other countries are getting together, they need to. Somebody needs to do something. Do something. Help. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And he wants to run again. And he's worse than a two-year-old. He has a nickname for everybody. I mean, it's crazy. They took President Obama's phone from him. This man tweets at 2 o'clock in the morning. Why didn't they take his phone? They act as if they're afraid of him. They act like they're afraid of him.
If they do something that he does not like, he will talk about them. And they're so afraid of being talked about.
Yeah, well, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. Come on now.
It's popularity, and then and he latches on like a pit bull.
Yeah.
But, you know, it used to be, whatever happened to the tea company or the tea group, the tea party, whatever happened to them? They're silent.
They were against the Democrats. They were against the Democrats. They're not going to say anything.
Well, everybody in the Tea Party now, because you know doggone well Trump has not read a constitution. He probably has not seen a constitution. And he gives little or no care about what it says, because he's going to do exactly what he wants to do. So I hope that Biden can, you know, hold his own. It's not that I don't want a female, but I really don't believe that a female at this point would be able to beat Trump. I think if Biden were there, the Republicans like Biden. They like him. And I think a lot of them don't like what's going on, but they're afraid to say so. And I think if it were him and Biden, I do believe that Biden would win. We've got to get out of this mess some kind of way, because if that man gets in there again and you think he was bad now, what is he going to do when he knows that he can't run again? He's going to really tear everything up.
Well, what about him? I'm sorry.
Him what? That's what. Go ahead.
Biden. What do you think about Biden possibly enlisting Harris with him?
No,
Kamala
she's
Harris.
Not doing that.
She's...
No. Kamala Harris is running to be president. She is not running to be vice. After last night and the way she... Did you watch the debates?
Oh, she dominated. She did.
So, girlfriend wanted to let everybody know, hey, I'm not going for second best.
But strategically,
but
like I said,
I do not...
People are going to feel better, safer, more comfort in voting for a white man.
Yeah, they would.
Strategically, in order for us to move forward the agenda, there are sometimes some sacrifices we have to make. Maybe we have to step back to go forward. I don't know. But I understand. She did a great job. So, yeah, I wouldn't settle for second best. But even...
Well, Chris Christie was saying Biden was the one to go after, and she was the one that went after him. Now he's saying that since she came out like she did, now everybody's going to go come after her. So,
but she,
you know, it's all a game. It's all a game. So I don't know how this is going to work out, and that's why I said I think Joe Biden would be the best choice. I don't know about Sanders. They were talking about how old he was and all of that, and of course your president has a nickname for him too. I forgot what it was. But I mean, he has a nickname for everybody.
Crazy Bernie.
Is that what he calls it?
Sleepy Joe Biden, Crazy Bernie. Yeah.
He said, I'm telling you, he's a 2 year old.
Yeah, he is.
He's a 2 year old having tantrums.
He took out his acting chief of staff, kicked him right out of the office. He said, if you're going to cough while I'm in this interview, you need to leave the office.
You need to leave the room. Now, how childish is that? Come
and
on.
And then he sat there shaking his head. Come on, I don't like that.
He doesn't like anyone that goes against him. You can't say anything. You can't sneeze. You can't cough. You know, I think he's got some retardation thing going. You know, because that's crazy. People are coughing and you kicking them out of the room. And he has a revolving door in the White House. Everybody that's been there, he done kicked out. But Mueller said, when Mueller came and read his report, he said, that's it. He dropped the mic. Now he's supposed to be coming, and he's supposed to be testifying in front of Congress. Well, why does he have to come? He laid it out. If you can read between the lines, he's saying that there's something going on with this man. We couldn't do it because our Department of Justice is not allowed to, you know, arrest a sitting president.
Well,
so come on, people.
He's speaking in code, and he needs us to read between the lines, which we're obviously unable to do. So maybe he needs to spell it out. Maybe he needs to answer the questions as asked, so that the listening public can hear that he actually believes that this man may be guilty of a crime or is guilty of a crime. Yes, he did lay it out. You are correct. But some things are just, you know, you've heard of people who are too spiritual. They're no earthly good.
Well, you
made that documentation, those 400 pages, just too spiritual. It's no earthly good. Give it to us in layman's terms. He is a crook, and he is guilty. That's all we need to hear you say.
But we know that. We know that.
Again,
and he came out real quick ahead of Mueller. No collusion. No collusion, you know. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. But come on now. We know he's done something. He's told all those other people that Congress invited to testify. He told them, don't do it. That's against the law. That's against the law. This man has no regard for any law other than the one he talks about, or the ones that he writes out or puts down or whatever. That's crazy. And we're accepting it. Well, I don't know. And I'm going to say it outright. If anybody has a suggestion of what we need to do, let me know. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I want you to give us what you want us to keep, because I have no idea. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is We Serve. Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, now we're back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. We're talking about death at the border. And Lucy, I want you to go first and to give us what you want us to take away.
The way I feel at this point, that we, the churches, need to get together. The churches, these pastors, these ministers, need to get together, put together a program for those kids and force to go to these camps to go in and do something with them. And we, all these pastors who supported him, and talking about all this and with the jet planes and all this, they need to get something together to take it into those kids. If they have to airlift it and drop it, get it into those kids. Something has to be done. This is ridiculous. Something has to be done.
You're right.
Of Human Services, they are supposed to do something. If it's not being done, then you get up and force the hand of the president in this area to take care of those children. We need to get together and do that. To get as far as we can to bring good things to those children. And I guess because I have been raising kids and, you know, all of this, you know, but we have to do something. Not just talk about. I'm not just talk about, but force this man in.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a good thing.
Force his hand into, hey, this is the way the public sees this. It is. We're not asking to get up any money out of the Congress or whatever. If he's going to block that, we can go another way. Go another way to be what we're supposed to be to those people. That's what I believe. Sure, they're here illegally.
Okay. That's
a lot
good.
Of us in here, you know, he was even trying to make it so that through an executive order that the Congress, the laws that the Constitution made us, the slaves, citizens, he was trying to get rid of that. He was trying to get rid of it. To make it just make everybody ineffective. We need to do something about it.
Okay.
You can take your child, your grandchildren.
It can
happen at any time. They come in on these families through protective services, anything. They do all this. We need to do something and force his hand. I believe that.
Okay,
to
that's
rise up
pretty
against
good.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me for getting.
That's okay.
I'm trying to combat it, but we have to do something.
Yeah, we do.
We have to
I
do
agree.
Something. And it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us something, especially the white evangelical church. They need to do something.
Okay. Well, I got you.
Program on this night. I said, well, okay, thanks so much, Jenny, for listening to me.
Okay.
Oh,
Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have something wanted us to take away?
She's pretty much covered it. But I will add that one good thing I believe that's come out of this is that President Trump has talked to the Mexican president and enlisted his help. So there are some things I think that Mexico needs to do on their side to assist in this humanitarian crisis. It's their people.
and we have to collectively work together. So I believe that that's a good thing. I don't know how we have strayed away so far from all men are created equal and have inalienable rights. I don't know how we got so far from there, but we definitely need to go back. So as a country, we have taken God out of our schools. We've taken him out of politics. We need to go back to the basics. Everything.
I agree.
We need to start all over. We need a reset. So that's the scary part, because that was the reason for the rainbow, because God said there has to be a reset. So if I say anything, it's get your life right, because you never know when God is going to come back and hit that.
That's right. That's right. And I think it's coming soon. So I thank you, ladies, for...
I would like to, Miss Wright, I would like to say something again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I remember it was a joke about the late Red Fox. He made a joke years ago, and he was talking about Health and Human Services. He said, you go down to those people and tell them that you're hungry, and they come to your house and be looking all under your bed, and your stomach is growling. This is what we're doing to those children. You know, it was a joke the way he put it, you know. Your stomach's in there growling, and they're looking under your bed for whatever they can find.
Yeah.
Before they give you a crust of bread.
Because some people do say they're not being fed properly.
They're not. We got an issue,
and I agree. Somebody needs to get together and, you know. So,
thanks so much,
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I thank you guys for listening. I thank you for participating. I thank you for those that listened. And you didn't say anything, but I know you were thinking stuff. So I appreciate you as well. And I'm going to, with that, I'm going to say good night. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. You're welcome. And thank you. Good night.